This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Victor Marx has taken his first lead in the Republican primary for governor by about 2,000 votes, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
At about 5 p.m. on Wednesday, Marx took the lead over State Senator Barb Kirkmeyer in the ongoing count. Both campaigns are likely to push for voters to cure ballots that have been rejected for signature verification issues. Voters have until July 8th to cure their ballots. Since the polls closed on Tuesday, the Marx campaign maintained that they would eventually overtake Kirkmeyer, believing that late votes would break their way. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state is getting more federal money to fight the Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray. The fire is nearly 15,000 acres, and areas north of the iconic mountain town have been evacuated. Yesterday, Governor Jared Polis announced the fire was eligible for a FEMA Fire Management Assistance Grant, which will cover the majority of the state's firefighting costs. This comes after Polis' verbal disaster declaration for the fire on Sunday. Meanwhile, firefighters have made significant headway on the large fire burning near the Colorado-Utah border outside of Grand Junction. The Snyder Fire is now 49% contained and slightly larger than 30,000 acres in size. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office lifted all evacuation orders last night. Three Wildland firefighters died as they worked the blaze over the weekend, prompting the firefighting community to mourn across the country. It's unclear if the giant travel stop Buc-ee's is technically a convenience store under El Paso County land use codes. That's according to the Director of Planning and Community Development. Buc-ee's wants to build a new location at Monument Hill. Approval could mean future applications for construction would not require public hearings. This is CPR News.